Happy are you, O Sacred Virgin Mary, the most worthy of all praise, for from you arose the Son of Justice, Christ the Lord. See the words of today's response, Gospel Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today we celebrate the espousals of Joseph and Mary. It's a most wonderful feast, and very appropriate for this week in a way, when we think about the right to life, because this is God's plan. God's plan is to give us children, give children to the world, and the first, of course, the firstborn, his son, he gave to Joseph and Mary. And today we celebrate how they were espoused together. It's a most wonderful thing. The gospel is very, very limited on it. Just he calls Joseph, Mary, his espoused wife, and that's it. But we do have private revelations, one of which is Blessed Venerable Mary a Greater, the City of God. And in it she tells us much of the background, what happened at the betrothal. First of all, in Jerusalem, in the temple, the men of the tribe of Judah and the race of David gathered together to be selected, among whom one would be selected to be the bride, the spouse of a most holy virgin who also was in the temple, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Lady was also of that lineage of the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Judah and the race of David. Saint Joseph also was, and he was 33 years of age, and Maria Greater says, of handsome person, pleasant countenance, but also incomparable modesty, and above all, most chaste. He had kept a vow of chastity since his 12th year, so he was truly a wonderful, blessed man. Our Lady, the high priest, asked God to inspire him of whom he had selected to be the spouse of this noble virgin. Our Lady at this time was 14 years of age. She had a sweet odor of virtue about her, nobility, and much beauty. And during the process of the selection, Joseph's staff began to blossom, and a dove of purest white and resplendent of with admirable light, descended upon him. And he heard within himself, interiorly, Joseph, my servant, Mary shall be your spouse. Accept her with attentive reverence, for she is acceptable to my eyes, just and most pure in soul and body. Thou shalt do all that she shall say to thee. So Joseph was selected to be the spouse, although he felt most unworthy. Our Lady at this time also, we hear her interiorly, what she felt about what was happening. And in the City of God, according to Maria a Greater, Our Lady said the following, talking to Saint Joseph, "My Lord and spouse, it is just that we give praise and glory with all reverence to our God and Creator, who is infinite in goodness and incomprehensible in his judgments. To us who are so needy, he has manifested his greatness and mercy in choosing us for his service. I acknowledge myself among all creatures as more beholden and indebted to him than all others, and more than all of them together. For meriting less, I have received from his liberal hand more than they. At a tender age, being compelled thereto by the force of this truth, which, with the knowledge of the deceitfulness of visible things, his divine light made known to me, I consecrated myself to God by a perpetual vow of chastity in body and soul. His I am. His I am, and him I acknowledge as my spouse and Lord, with fixed resolve to preserve for him my chastity. I beseech thee, my master, to keep me in fulfilling this vow, while in all other things I will be thy servant, willing to work for the comfort of thy life as long as mine shall last. Yield my spouse to this resolve, and make a like resolve in order that, offering ourselves as an acceptable sacrifice to our eternal God, he may receive us in the odor of sweetness and bestow on us the eternal goods for which we hope. End quote. These were the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary to Saint Joseph. And Maria Joseph, full of interior joy at the words of his heavenly spouse, answered her, quote, my mistress, in making known to me thy chaste and welcome sentiments, thou hast penetrated and dilated my heart. I have not opened my thoughts to thee before knowing thine own. I also acknowledge myself under great obligation to the Lord of creation than other men. For very early he has called me by his true enlightenment to love him with an upright heart. And as I desire thee to know, Lady, that at the age of 12 years, I also made a promise to serve the Most High in perpetual chastity. On this account, I now gladly ratify this vow in order to not to impede thine own in the presence of his majesty. I promise to aid thee as far as in me lies in serving him and loving him according to thy full desires. I will be, with divine grace, thy most faithful. Accept my chaste love and hold me as thy brother without ever entertaining any. Later on, Our Lady is visited by God, who says to her, my most beloved spouse and chosen one, behold how faithful I am to my promises with those who love me. Correspond, therefore, now to my fidelity by observing all the laws of a spouse in holiness, purity, and all perfection, and let the company of thy servant Joseph, whom I have given thee, help thee thereto. Obey him as thou shouldst, and listen to his advice. The Most Holy Mary responded, Most High Lord, I praise and magnify thee for thy admirable disposition and providence in my regard, though I am so unworthy and poor a creature. I desire to obey thee and please thee as one having greater obligation to thee than any other. Bestow upon me, my Lord, thy divine favor, in order that I may be assisted in all things and governed according to thy pleasure, and also in order that I may attend to the duties of the state in which thou hast placed me, never as thy slave erring from thy commands and wishes. Show me thy goodwill, blessing, and with it I will strive to obey and serve thy servant Joseph in such a manner as thou, my Lord and Maker, commandest. Now, as I mentioned in the beginning of the homily, this feast day at this time is very appropriate because, as I told the brothers yesterday, that if we only had holy marriages, and if those who wished to marry had prepared for marriage properly and had only been in marriage, used the marital rights that they have as married couples, all abortions would probably stop. The problem today is people use sex carelessly as recreation, and certainly not for procreation. And they do it carelessly because they're encouraged by the media, encouraged by society to do it and do this and do that and have a good old time and so forth and so on. And they do not understand the truly great gift that human sexuality is in the proper place of marriage with one's spouse. It is very holy, as we have just seen, and we have the holiest of human creatures who have ever lived, our Blessed Lady, the most chaste virgin, and of course, Saint Joseph. And they give us a wonderful example, not that married people can have a vow of chastity, celibacy, as it were, that they continence, but that they use the marital rights they use, married couples, in marriage for procreation of children. Interestingly enough, Zélie Martin and Louis Martin, the parents of Saint Thérèse Martin, the little flower, had in their marriage the first year they practiced continence because that's what they thought they should, until they were advised by a priest that that's not the way it should be. And thereafter, Zélie had 9 children within 10 years, the last of which at 40 was Saint Thérèse, the little flower. This is the way God wants it. God wants marriages to be holy. And human sexuality, which is a great gift that man has to procreate our race, should be done according to God's plan, not to the plans of the lustful desires of people who just want to satisfy their self-indulgence carelessly and go around like animals, just having recreational sex, as it were. No, marriage and sexuality is much more holy than that. And if our society had practiced what is expected of them in the Catholic Church in a proper preparation, praying for the proper spouse and asking the blessing of the church with the priest who prepares them, and also the blessing of the parents and their brothers and sisters who will bless their marriage and so forth, ask them what they think of the spouse that they're about to marry, many marriages would be much more holier than they are now. The problem is people are careless. So many people love with their heart and not with their head, and they marry the wrong person. And so today we have a most beautiful example in the espousal of Joseph and Mary, both selected by God. And this is what everybody should be doing. Whom does God want me to marry? Is this the right man? And then they seek the blessing of the church and the blessing of the priest. And then we would have many marriages that are good and holy and blessed with children, right? Blessed with children. And these would have the blessings of St. Thomas Aquinas, fidelity, indissolubility, and fruitfulness. Spouses would be faithful to them, to one another. They would be married until death, and of course they would be blessed with children. This is what the Church holds out for us. And today we have the espousal of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a most wonderful example for all of us. And then the words of Our Lady would not happen. She said at Fatima, many marriages are not of God. They are not good. So we want to pray now, especially today, that the marriages in the church and those who are contemplating marriage will do it properly, prayerfully, and spiritually, and not as the world teaches, just for self-indulgence and pleasure. That's not the way of God. The pleasure is there to encourage us to have relations in order to have children. But that's not the end. The end is not just to have human sexual pleasure. So we pray for our society, which has got everything all upside down. Very careless. And the end will be, as Our Lady says, many souls will go to hell because of the sins of impurity. And there's impurity in many people who have, of course, the sexual relations before marriage and even outside of marriage. So we pray for our world. Pray the Holy Rosary as Our Lady asked. For our world, as we know, with the many, many abortions, over 1 million a year in the world, we're in deep, deep trouble. May the Lord bless you.
Spirit.